Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Tonight in Columbus as they take on the Blue Jackets in game three. They've got the cannon ready to go. They've got it loaded up, ready to fire.
You practice it like during the day.
Boom goes the dynamite. They're going to blow that cannon tonight. They're going to play a lot of hockey in that building.
It puts that bread in the oven.
So he's got the scheduled loss for the Bruins. He thinks they go out there and lose tonight.
They lose a tough one.
Nope.
3-2.
What have they been doing so far in this
shooting
postseason?
Shooting themselves in the foot when they lose.
Back and forth. Back and forth.
Yeah. Win, loss, alternating games.
With the exception of they actually had to get back-to-back wins.
I think the fear that people have of the Columbus Blue Jackets is unfounded.
Maz is afraid. It's
ridiculous.
They're really back-to-backs afraid. In Game 7 and then in Game 1. But other than that, it's bouncing back and forth.
Bruins got a little
good
bit of
game,
rest.
And then they have a drop-off, and
I don't think the back and forth, though, is really indicative of anything.
No, I think it is.
You know what was really cute the other night?
I think the other night, because it's the back and forth thing or because they shot themselves in the foot, maybe they'll
shoot really more on a power play tonight.
At
you
times,
power play, you know what? Let it fly a little bit.
Looked like they lacked some energy at times. Yeah. And I started to wonder if the fact that they had not had a break had started to catch up with them the other night. They needed a day off. They needed an extra day here. I'm glad they got an extra day. They looked like they needed it Saturday.
I prefer to look for patterns within the chaos.
That's great.
Okay?
Good for you.
And I'm viewing the world like the Matrix now.
Thanks, Captain Chaos.
Exert yourself.
Ones and zeros. I just see the world as code, right? You see a bunch of...
Very binary.
You see a bunch of pigeons roaming around. I'm like John Nash. I'm trying to establish...
The
pattern for the Bruins in this postseason is good game, bad game, good game, bad game. So, they're going to have a good game tonight, and they'll win in Columbus.
You ever eat pigeon?
So the Celtics are not going to lose another game, is what you're saying, based on your codes.
Right,
and your
honest codes.
No, I'm just... They've established a pattern of having a good
game. Win five.
He changed it 3 hours. He came in, it's like five now. He's like, it's four.
I changed on the Celtics.
Yeah.
Not on the Bruins.
No, I know.
Bruins win tonight.
I got it flipped. Celtics win. Bruins lose.
I know. The things remembered is printing out the spoon right now. Engraving the spoon with your prediction on it. We're going to hang them on a little rack.
Ever get a clock from Things Remembered, like for a graduation or something? Like just
no.
Why do you waste your money on this? I don't want anything engraved, ever.
Okay.
You know. Oh, you see that clock? Yeah. How about I like to remember that moment, not the clock? Jesus.
The Bruins, to me, have hurt themselves.
That sort of sucks.
They're still the better team in this.
I like it.
And going on the road.
Oh, do you?
I'm not buying into this crowd and the cannon and all this crap that's going on out there.
You think they're going to win?
I think they're winning tonight.
If it works in any game.
That's what I think, too.
If it works for them in any
game. Yeah, I think
game,
your reasoning is nuts, but yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah.
If it works, that cannon, that fodder, that, ooh, look at the white shirt out. Look at the white out tonight. Look, well, fear the cannon.
It's not really white.
If it's going to work.
It's more of a gray. It's a Heather t-shirt they're handing out.
Oh, good. Whatever that stupid t-shirt is. If it's going to work, it's going to work tonight, not game 4, game 6. tonight. Tonight's the night. It's going to come to head for them tonight because things tighten up when it gets a little deeper. Yeah, that's what the Bruins will have.
Yes.
I'm not saying Bruins.
Here are the last 10 goals scored by the Bruins, not including empty netters. DeBrusk, Nordstrom, Johansson, Corrali, Coyle, Achari, Coyle, Pastrnak, Grizzlick. And that Pastrnak one is a little undeserving of even being on the list because that's some luck there too.
That's a lot of worry.
Catching him. But anyway, those are the last 10 goals, which means you are absent a lot of guys that you'd expect to be on the list. Bergeron, Marchand,
Bergeron,
Krejci.
Let's go, Bergeron. Let's go.
Where are those guys?
Yeah. I'd say it's more important that Bergeron has that type of response tonight than a guy like Krejci. Like, Bergeron's a guy that makes it go on both ends for you. Like, that guy. And the fact that, you know, people are leery to criticize him because it's Patrice Bergeron. We don't do that here. It's funny. It's like the only guy. And you're right. I brought up Brady earlier. You're like, no, people hammer Brady when he's bad. They do. People do not hammer Bergeron.
Never. He never gets criticized. It's against the rules here to talk about that. So Bruins play tonight, and I'm looking for that group of players to actually respond and actually show us something because they can't disappear for stretches. Okay, the Bruins can win and go all the way. I mean, they really can, but they can't do it like this. You can't sustain it like this where you have guys that disappear for games on end.
Yeah.
You can't have their top line disappear. You can't have your best players, your highest paid guys, disappear for games on end. It can happen for a game here, a game there, along the way where you get picked up by your depth players. You know, that's what really good teams are made of, is that when you have top line guys drop off a little bit or don't have their best night, you've got guys who can sort of pick it up, and the Bruins have had that. But you can't have this be a consistent thing, or else they will be out, and they will have lost to a team that is not as good as them. 617-779-0985. Mark is in Georgetown. Hey, Mark.
Guys, what's going on?
Hey. What's up?
What's up, fellas? So, Beto, like you said, Columbus is not better than the Bruins. They're not. They're about three offensive players deep. They really got nothing else. They're going to have to grind out and get ugly goals to stay with you. They can't skate with the Bruins. They can't hit with the Bruins. They can't out-power play you. They can't out-first line you. Your stars are better than their stars. I granted, Bobrovsky saved the one. Yeah, absolutely. They should be. Absolutely. Now, think of it this way. The Bruins are in a close series, close, in parentheses, right now. The first line is invisible. David Pastrnak, right? I don't think there's anything physically wrong with David Pastrnak. I think this game is just at a pace that he's not really used to. And I think he's having a really, really hard time adjusting and getting comfortable because he doesn't look comfortable. I don't think there's anything physically wrong with him with a thumb or anything like that. I just think the game is at a level that he's really not up to competing.
Does he not
at.
Elevate in these type of situations? Well, we've always talked about it with Krejci. When the lights are its brightest and when it's playoff time, that's when Krejci would sort of, you know, separate Absolutely. From the rest of the group. Pastrnak has got to show, and I know he's still young, but he's still got to show he can do that.
And Grant, is Krejci as physically gifted as David Pastrnak is? No. Absolutely not. But like you just said, Krejci's one of those guys that can get up for the moment. Right. Pastrnak just hasn't learned how to do that yet. Now, granted, think about it. The Bruins are this close and beat Toronto in seven games with like half of their team. If the first line can just in, right, and we get everything moving in the right direction, there is no team in the playoffs that can compete with the Bruins. At least I don't think so. Thank you, guys. And by the way, 4-1 tonight, Bees.
Okay, 4-1 tonight, Bees. Pastrnak played well in the playoffs last season, so I don't know what that's all about.
He's talking currently.
Okay, yeah, this year, but hasn't learned how to do it yet. Blah, blah, blah. You two guys going back and forth. Really? Because he played well in the playoffs last year.
No, I'm talking about last year.
No, you're saying he hasn't sort of putting it together in the playoffs yet. He hasn't been able to rise to the occasion.
Seems like the same guy since the end of the year. Just, you know, do what Kyrie does. Crank it up.
And he has in the past, and he isn't now, which leads you to believe that maybe something is actually wrong. So, and he's denying it. He's not telling us because that's what these guys do. We'll get back to more of your calls coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
David Pastrnak, right? I don't think there's anything physically wrong with David Pastrnak. I think this game is just at a pace that he's not really used to. And I think he's having a really, really hard time adjusting and getting comfortable because he doesn't look comfortable. I don't think there's anything physically wrong with him with a thumb or anything like that. I just think the game is at a level that he's really not up to competing.
Mark in Georgetown, a couple minutes ago, I hate to do this to you, Mark, but last year in 12 games in the playoffs, David Pastrnak had 20 points. 20 points in 12 games. Is that good?
That's very good statistically, yeah.
Is that good? Yeah, you say good. That's good?
Pretty good.
6 goals, 14 assists.
Yep. How's he doing this year?
Not as good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Not
playing
as
this
good.
Year in Columbus tonight.
Not as good.
I like to see him respond. Like that game against Toronto when he responded, it was like bang, bang, and he gets the two quick ones. Like, okay, this is it. This is the explosion. This is what you're looking for. This can get him going. He hasn't really had anything since that. I know we looked at the 10 goals, last 10 goals scored, and we took out the empty netters, you know, giving Bergeron an empty netter there. Those aren't really the real goals. We're talking about real goals.
And, by the way, I mean, come on. We all know what David Pastrnak is. He's an elite talent.
Sure is.
This isn't about the speed of the game. It isn't about the playoffs. Either something's wrong or he's just hit a bad stretch here. He's hit a bad slump, and it's come at a bad time, and he's going to play his way out of it. There are people that have said, I guess, I read this. There are people suggesting that he should be benched. Like, take him off the ice for a game to get him right? I think that's insane. If anyone, that might be straw man. I don't know who's actually been saying that. I read a story that suggested it has been out there, but I don't know where. So take that for what it's
worth. How about this? How about don't be cute on a power play tonight? How about shoot the damn puck? I mean, the amount of cute passes the other night, Saturday night, where you're getting moans and groans throughout the entire building. When you got it, take the damn shot. Put some shots on net with this guy. That was part of the problem with Anderson, too, in the last series. Yeah, you know, getting cute with the passes. Then you go at the guy, guy ends up leaking all over his leg. You know, you finally you break the seal, and boom, you're off and running.
So I get it. Sergei Bobrovsky has been very good.
He's been great.
To this point.
He's
but
been great.
I mean, I don't know how you feel. I don't feel like he's been challenged enough. I don't feel like the Bruins have really challenged the guy. He's played great. Made some great saves.
5 minutes into the third, he had 17 shots on goal the other night. You look up and you see it on the scoreboard.
Not enough.
You're like, what is that? Yeah, he didn't sweat. Tuukka sweated. Like, it was a stressful night for Rask. And those two guys are playing their ass off. I don't think there's an issue with either goalie. And nobody's got a problem with Rask or, I don't know, defensive end of it. Maybe he could clear the puck a little bit better. Give him some help in front of him. But other than that, he's been damn good.
That's all I'm saying. I'd like to see him be challenged a little bit more than what he has been to this point. I don't think that's too much to ask. I know that he made 34 saves in game one. Was it 29 the other night? So it's not like he hasn't had the number of saves, but I just feel like he hasn't faced those flurries.
Yeah.
You know, where you're facing multiple shots in a short period of time where the Bruins have really established themselves in the zone. I haven't seen that yet. I want him challenged. Tell me he's great when you've seen him be challenged. Other than the individual, he's made individual great saves. He has. Not taking that away from him. He's played great. But I think he can be beat, like any goalie can be beat, if you challenge him enough. And the Bruins definitely didn't do that in game two, and they're still the better team. And I'm not worried about the goaltender.
Just overthinking it. My God. I mean, Billy brought up another great one when we talked to him earlier today about Jake DeBrusk, who... It may not have been a clear shot. How many of those do you get in the NHL anyway? Okay, so you don't have a clear shot at the net, or, you know, the goaltender might be in position, but still, he had a shot. Instead, Jake DeBrusk. How's Jake DeBrusk been at scoring goals this season? Pretty good. Would you say he's got a bit of a touch and had some success? Instead, he looks to pass it, and I think he passed it to Pastrnak.
Who's that?
Who's not even shooting lately?
Who's the one that got the one in from the side on Anderson? Remember the one that got in that only little spot against the Rainy hit? Was that Corral? Or was that Coyle? That was Coyle.
It was Coyle.
Yeah.
Just like, put the puck on the net.
Just shoot it. You never know. Yeah.
That puck found its way in between the leg and the post.
Never had a chance.
No chance. You know what? Well, actually,
he shot.
Had a little bit of a chance because it was
in the general vicinity
of the goal.
Was intentional, or just think he just let it go?
He just let it go. Yes. He was hoping for a rebound.
Yeah.
Put the puck on the net.
Deflection off the back, hits a skate, kicks it in.
Second period especially. Get some pucks on the net.
Duchesne buries it. Please.
Yeah, but Bobrovsky's really good. He can be beat. He's not immune to a bad goal here and there. It's what it's going to take. They'll win tonight.
Andy on the Cape. Hey, Andy.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey.
I was listening, and I'm not sure if you guys had answered the question already, but as far as Pastrnak goes and how he hasn't been producing as of late, I feel like moving him to the third line is not going to actually solve the issue. I still feel like he's got this either this thumb issue that's going on or some other injury, and I'm not sure what you guys think about that.
Could be. I mean, honestly, I would feel better if we knew that. Wouldn't you?
Yeah,
help explain it.
I hate till the day after the hockey season ends when you find out the list of injuries these guys have been dealing with. You sit there and you just criticize these guys through two or three series and say, he just couldn't get it going.
Although I don't know that I should feel better. I mean, it'd feel better to have a definitive answer as to why he hasn't really produced and why he's looked the way that he's looked. But if he's really hurt, that means he's not really going to return to form.
I mean, there are times he gets
if it's a mental thing or he's just in a rut or he's just playing poorly, you can get out of that quickly. I hope he's telling the truth then. That would make more sense.
Yeah.
We hope he's telling the truth, he's really not
hurt. There was times like, what was that? McAvoy handled the puck the other night where it seems like he had some speed, got up through the middle, went through some defenders, and there were times where Pastrnak got out on the right side and he broke out. And you could see there's the burst. So that tells you, like, maybe he's not hurt. Maybe it's not a leg thing or an internal thing. Maybe it is a hand. I don't know. It's probably the hand. If you hurt that hand again, I don't know.
Josh is in Haverhill. Hey, Josh.
Hey, Beetle. What up, Zoe? What's up, man?
Doing,
where's Louthy? I haven't seen him on TV yet.
Hey, Jim. You here, Jim?
He's here.
Oh, look at him.
There's
Jim. Who's he got tonight?
Jim, who's big, sexy Jim? Who do you have tonight?
Which game?
Oh, Bruins.
Celtics.
Bruins and Celtics. What do you got?
Which game?
I think the Bruins win and the series is over. I think the Bucks are going to come back.
All right, so I got the Bucks tonight. I think Middleton's going to go off tonight. I see that happening because obviously we're going to key in on the Greek Freak. And I got the Bees tonight. I think they're going to be hungry. And anyone who thinks taking Pastrnak off the ice is going to solve the issue is asinine. I'm going to hang up and
listen. Okay, I just like the fact you're calling in for Jim's opinion. If NBC Sports Boston could put Jim's new section
I wonder if that was for a gambling angle there.
Yeah.
That he was seeking.
No, his name's Josh, right?
Call him.
Yeah. He's a guy, Josh, that tweets me every day.
I wonder if
you have a fan.
Yeah, but I wonder if he was seeking your opinion because he likes you and he also respects your
put Jim's picture up.
Your predictions and your gambling.
Basketball
acumen.
And hockey, no. Not no.
Okay, all right.
Not for gambling, no.
Okay.
You got yourself
entertainment purposes only.
Jimmy, you got yourself a little Twitter friend?
Yeah, we need to get Jim's picture up. I like his new smiling face. Or new Jim's just real serious.
Well, that picture's like 12 years old.
Nope. I like that new one. I like that old one. It's like a happy go lucky Jim. Carefree. Just rolling in saying, hey, let's have a good time. Not just here to do 4 hours of sports, man. You know, just crunch the numbers.
Happy and carefree. 12 years ago, predates the start of the Sports Hub by 2 years. What does that tell you?
Jesus. How many songs have we killed here?
I don't know. What does it tell me?
How many rock songs have we killed here?
He's no longer happy and carefree.
You know what part of that 10-year anniversary thing should be? Songs we have destroyed over the years here with rejoins, repetitive rejoins.
Well, maybe you should focus on something else. See, that's I think there's a way of fixing that. Instead of just waiting and listening, be thinking about what you're going to talk about in the upcoming segment. instead of just obsessing about the music playing in your headphones as we're coming back from break. Music man. No, I'm not a music man. No, I'm trying to help you out. Yeah. You got a problem with you know the songs being played over and over. Well, think about something else. Think about what you're going to talk about on the Zolak and Bertrand show. Yeah. Right? Yeah. So it's just reacting to whatever stimulus comes your way.
Second time he's done that this week.
Speaking of that, the reason that I didn't know what he was talking about was because I was getting some Tortorella sound in from today.
Third time in a week.
You want to hear a quick clip from Tortorella this morning?
Yeah, give him some more stimuli.
This is Jim getting uncomfortable wanting to end this Hardy thing.
Yeah.
That's what that was.
No, we have good sound.
Give me it.
Good sound.
That's fine.
You want it? Yes? No?
Is it?
No, I sort of want to see the end of this.
All right, go ahead.
I know.
Yeah. Come on. Give me it.
So just said it's my show. That's what he just said.
As in his or yours?
Everybody.
His.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean,
yeah, I know. My show.
So we can all leave. Like, Sarge can do the show by himself, right?
If he wants.
Yeah, if you want.
32 more minutes, yeah.
I'm not sure that I have that out.
Are we going to listen to Tortorella here on, after the break?
I would say let's wait.
Oh, is that good?
Well, let's just wait for it.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to get to someone else who's been waiting.
Sure.
And then we can get to Tortorella coming up next segment.
But what if there's a bad song coming back from the break and it throws Zoe off and he's unable to concentrate on the Tortorella?
Right.
We've been dealing with that for almost 10 years now, Hardy, as he said.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, it's starting to distract him when he doesn't even hear the songs now, is my concern.
It's so in his brain.
Something bad, yeah.
Jerry's in Rhode Island. Jerry.
You're a pessimist.
Jerry. Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, so I don't think Pastrnak is the entire issue, but, I mean, last year's playoffs, we won and lost with Pastrnak. There were some really frustrating games last year where he just did not come through. I feel like this year it's just worse. But more than Pastrnak, guys, Chara has been awful. I mean, he can't move. He's given away the puck. And as far as Columbus goes, I haven't seen anything from them that makes me feel like they're a scary team through two games. I think the Bruins win the series, but Chara's got to get going. And Pastrnak needs to step up because he was frustrating last year too. So I'll leave you guys with that. Go Bruins.
Okay, Jerry. Chara's been up and down the entire playoffs.
Well, the problem is you had Toronto, which is a better skating team in the first round.
He was good
as opposed to a clunkier team where if he's going to look the same way as he did against Toronto against this team, then that's bad for Chara.
I mean, he's been up and down in game. I look at the other night and he was good on the penalty kill at times.
He looked tired.
Yeah.
He looked tired the other night.
But
up against Toronto, too, there were times when that series was going on and Toronto had possession of the puck and it looked like a power play on when it was 5-on-5.
Yes.
And I know it's part of Chara or Krug or any of your, you know, top-tier defensemen to clear that puck sometimes, but you're not just looking to clear it and you need some help from your forwards who are playing back with you. And you had some really good effort from Toronto and even from Columbus so far in this series where that is exhausting for your defenseman back there.
Yeah.
And I, honestly, if I hear one more person, and it's been going on for years now, Chara, he doesn't move. He's not he doesn't have to. It's not part of his game. He's not flying all over the ice. He's not a puck-moving defenseman. He's not chasing pucks around. The guy's 7 feet tall with a 7-foot-long stick. It is his job to maintain position, to take away areas of the ice from the offense, and to essentially hold down the fort in his quadrant. When has Chara ever, like, skated all over the ice and made it a point to be everywhere at once? That's not what he's out there for. That's not what they need him for.
Problem was he had a stick, you know, waist high with two hands on it on a Duchesne deflection that he got in that everybody said he fired it in. Nah, put it 5-hole. Why does he reach his stick right in there just trying to disrupt that?
Why isn't it on
standing
the,
right there in front
why
of
why isn't it on the ice?
Yeah, it's up with two hands, held at waist level.
Reach.
All right, we'll hear from John Tortorella, head coach of the Columbus Blue Jackets. That's coming up after these headlines with Hardy.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Sports. Greenfield.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Blue Jackets are hosting the Boston Bruins for Game 3, their second round of the Stanley Cup playoff series, and that is tomorrow night.
You can likely be guessed that the Arena District will be hopping, but one true Blue Jackets fan already looking ahead to Game 5 in Boston. NBC4's Dan Perlman talked to him tonight, and he's here to explain, Dan.
Yeah, you know, when the Jackets won Saturday night, that ensured a Game 5 back in Boston. Jackets fans acting quickly. Michael Neff is a huge CBJ fan, a season ticket holder, and this morning he bought his ticket to the next game at TD Garden. He says he's using some frequent flyer miles on the flight. He found a ticket for $200. All of that money, he says, is well spent.
I'm a big believer in the Jackets right now. They're playing amazing hockey. Saturday might be clinching time, so we might advance. Was there when they advanced at Nationwide Arena, so I want to have the possibility to see them advance two times.
Is that Brad Friedel? See it?
Oh, it's a Russian.
Skip Blue Jackets
Russian.
Fans?
It's a Russian.
What story is that? I'm what's Russian, all these people from Ohio with Columbus. Foreign accents?
I told you it's a new happening place, Columbus.
A Channel
Very
5
diverse.
Exclusive.
So
we found
I
him, man.
I have the possibility to see them advance two times.
Hey, you like said Columbus is a diverse place, Hardy.
Yeah, come to find
no one from Columbus is actually from Columbus.
I did, but it's the news story. I actually found a man who bought a plane ticket, used frequent flyer miles. He did not insure his trip because that would have been an extra $34, and he didn't have enough miles to cover that. He also bundled his hotel room for the night, felt he didn't need a rental car. Instead, he's looking up the team app for the... What are you talking about? That guy's going to go to Boston to watch a hockey game? That somehow makes it onto the news? Can you imagine?
Oh, Bonesy. He was the Shatner. He was a Priceline.
I missed the marketing opportunity here.
Yeah,
true
I got an email.
Blue Jacket fan.
Email
true
from blue. Pat. We're going to get to the sound from John Tortorella. Email from Pat Sweeney. Pat says, Beetle, Columbus is not a cakewalk since the trade deadline. This team is buying in. They're blocking shots. They're playing physical.
They are blocking shots.
He says, Atkinson, Panarin, Duchesne, also with a plenty of role-playing roster guys, and the best goalie standing right now. Best goalie left in the playoffs. I think everything he said to this point is all true. He says, Dubinsky called out Bruins fans, and I agree with him. Game 2, round 1. Saturday night Boston crowd was electric, but this crowd is awful. I think he's talking about comparing the first round. So he said game 2 of round 1, not game 2 of round 2. Yeah. So if you go back to the first round, you go back to the games at home in that series, right. You go back to game 7, the crowds in the first round were much better than what we've had at the Garden to this point. I'd agree with him. Saturday was not that wild.
In the crowd's defense on Saturday, there was a lot going on during that game that would draw your attention away from the actual hockey contest.
He said this crowd, this round is awful, probably due to the tickets in the balcony being so expensive. He says, now you have the Mikey Felger crowd there. Felger? You have the Zoe Beetle Hardy crowd there.
Man, brought it.
Salsa Tower.
He says, bees in 7. That's from Pat. I don't disagree with Pat. I think everything he's saying about them being a tough, physical team that actually has some swagger right now. I love the Dubinsky stuff. I wish someone on the Bruins would get their back up about something. Would start talking a little trash. I know it's not really their style, but just somebody.
Yeah, it would be out of place.
Yeah, I mean.
If anybody, it's Marchand.
I know, and I wish it was anybody but him.
But why? I mean, I think it means more if it's him because that's always done it.
Like, don't any of these young guys have anything?
Right.
Any of that attitude?
Yeah.
Or confidence or, dare I say, a little bit of cockiness?
I like for it to be.
Sometimes it doesn't hurt, you know. Sometimes it's a good thing. You know, we always say, oh, there's a fine line between confidence being confident and being cocky. Sometimes it's okay to be over that
McAvoy.
Line.
Like it to be
and
McAvoy.
Be a little bit cocky.
McAvoy.
And let it fuel you a little bit. And have yourself, you know, coming out ready to go. Coming out firing. I think a lot of people have let game 2 sort of sink into their mindset. Because if you remember the way the Bruins came out of the gate in game 1, and you remember the way they played for most of game 1, and I know Blue Jackets wouldn't go away easy, and they made the Bruins fight for every last inch. But still, the Bruins are still the better team. The Bruins should prevail. and the Bruins have to get contributions from their best players at some point.
You remember when Nashville flipped the switch and they became hot, and it just became this hotbed to where you don't want to go in that building and play because it's nuts, and they ended up firing the people that sang the national anthem, bringing in superstars now, country acts, and then just that's a place you don't want to go play. Just hope that's not Columbus because it's new to them now. Like, this is their
first, but it's not all new to them. Hockey is not new.
No, I know it's not new to them, but I think the way you think about it, you win the other night, you're thinking, okay, this series is over. The fact they stole one from you, I think they stole one from you the other night. They did.
I disagree. I think they earned that one. I don't think they stole it.
I think you had more opportunities.
I think the Bruins deserve to lose the game.
You eliminate those stupid-ass turnovers, the one by Coyle. You eliminate that type of stuff, and if Bergeron could just freaking bury one.
On the balance, the Columbus Blue Jackets deserve to win. And the Bruins deserve to lose on Saturday night. I don't consider that stealing. Here's John Tortorella from earlier today.
What could you possibly have asked me today after 2 days? Oh, well, Monday, but
I'll be the victim. So I was just asking Cam Atkinson how Torts is most like Jerry York. And he said, give small guys a chance.
Did he have to
convince you of that originally? Or
who?
Cam.
Convince me of what?
That being small, he could get the job done.
Oh, come on. Ask me a hockey question here. Let's go. I got things to do. Ask me a hockey question.
Dick. He is unbelievable, this guy. He really is.
That was a Hall of Famer writer, right? DuPont's a Hall of Famer, isn't he?
Oh, my God.
Oh. I like him.
Atkins is like, what, 5'7"? He's a little guy.
I'll take him over Guy Boucher, over Bebchuk.
Being small, he could get the job done.
Oh, come on. Ask me a hockey question here. Let's go. I got things to do. Ask me a hockey question.
So prickly. Such a prick. I dig it.
What was the question, though? Was there a question in there?
Yeah, but...
What does he want from... What does he want from Tortorella?
So I was just asking Cam Atkinson how Torts is most like Jerry York. And he said, give small guys a chance.
Did he have to
convince you of that originally, or
who?
Cam.
Convince me of what?
That being small, he could get the job done.
Oh, come on, ask me a hockey question here. Let's go. I got things to do.
All right. So the question there is: were you unsure of the ability of Cam Atkinson? Did he have to convince you that he was a capable guy? And you had to buy into his ability because of his shortness, because he's a short little guy.
Yeah. He's trying to play a little grab ass with him, too. Just trying to, have some fun here. Little guy playing up over.
What could you possibly have asked me today?
Well, he already established that, right?
Oh, well, one day, but
I'll be the victim.
See, he already established I'm going to be a dick today. And just here, you guys put it out there. Go ahead. And I'm going to attack whoever asked whatever question. He pretty much established what it was going to be. Yeah. I like Tortorella. I don't know. I think he's good for the sport.
Brooksy. The old Brooksy sound is some of the best.
Oh. Well, then get the hell out of here, Brooksy. No, I'm not going. You go.
That'd be Larry Brooks of the New York Post, him and Larry Brooks when he was with the Rangers.
God.
Those two used to go at it. They used to spar all the time. Well, just shut the hell up then, Brooksy. What? That was some of the best. Today's takeaways on Zolak and Bertrand are next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
That's me.
All right, it's time for today's takeaways. Brought to you by Waken 180 Weight Loss. No gimmicks, no supplements, no long hours at the gym. And that's not Jim Louth. If you're not trying to lose that weight, choose the premier weight loss program in the Boston market.
All right.
Waken 180 Weight Loss. Five locations.
I mentioned Tortorella Brooksy last segment. All-time coach, media member, back and forth. Here's some of it. Got a couple cuts.
Should one of their guys have taken a third man in?
I'm not going to answer any questions from you.
You're not?
No.
Oh, good. Yeah. I'll speculate.
You speculate and be as sarcastic as you can be, as you usually are.
I will.
Go right ahead.
Good. Should one of you guys have taken a third man in?
I said I'm not taking your answering any of your questions. Have you ever fought before?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah. Why? Are you challenging me now?
No, I'm not challenging you.
Okay.
You know, Redden sticks up for his teammates the other night.
Yeah.
And you come out with some sarcastic article.
It was funny.
It was funny?
Yeah. Well, you know what?
You're probably beat up in the bus stop most of the time.
I think so, huh?
Next.
The late second period goal.
You're a great representative of the city.
You know that? Will you let these other guys... Just go stand somewhere else, would you please?
No, I won't.
Do you know who I think John Tortorella is? And he even sounds like him a little bit. He sounds like Tommy Curran to me. That's who he sounds like.
Wow.
He sounds and looks like him just a little bit, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I can totally see Tommy Curran saying, "You ever fought before?"
Tortorella's
I can totally see that.
He's got that gripey, I'm going to control the press conference, Bill Parcells sort of persona to me. Like, that's why I like him, because he reminds me of Parcells. But, yeah, I see what you're saying.
I hear his voice. This sounds like Tommy Curran.
When you're having a discussion with Curran, like, can you get into it? I'm like, he's like, well, let me tell you something about this.
Oh, yeah. Tommy Curran fears no one.
Curran's default temperature is just below a boil. It's right there at about 210.
He's a hot Irishman, you know?
Yeah, he's just
who he is at his core. All right. One more. Tortorella, Brooksy.
What was it about the opportunities you guys had offensively tonight?
Yeah, we played a good game. We know what we did.
Is it frustrating to still come away getting nothing on the board?
No, we know what we did.
Tim Taylor was talking about he feels you guys still gained a little bit of momentum because of the way you played.
We know what we did. We know what we did.
What did you do?
Next question.
What did you do? I mean, you know what you did. What did you think you did?
Brooksy, if I wanted to explain it to you, I would. Next question.
What do you think about Brodeur's play tonight?
I don't coach Brodeur. I coach this hockey team in Tampa. What's that?
Johnny McClain.
Johnny McClain?
Yeah.
You should ask him.
Are you answering some questions or what?
I guess that's what I'm saying, Brooksy. You get that through your head?
I guess so.
Yeah.
And it's time to waste the time.
Though. Oh, then get the f*** out of here.
I am.
Okay, see ya.
Well, get the bleep out of here then, Brooksy.
How many times people
see
want to
later.
Do Shaughnessy?
Get lost. Get the F out of here if you don't want to listen to me. Yeah. Oh, sports needs more of that.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, it's fun. I mean, he's being a prick, but whatever. It's fun. It's good back and forth.
Yeah. See,
no, I'm not. I'm going to stand right here.
No.
Stand my ground. No, I'm not going somewhere else. Why don't you just go stand somewhere else? No.
I think the first day of the series, which would have been what? What day? Thursday?
Yeah.
I think Felgrimaz went back and found like all that stuff.
Oh, the Brooksy stuff. There's 5 or 6 or 10 of these incidents that they had.
Like played all of them. I'm like, oh my god.
And that one you heard was after he was in New York when he was with Tampa Bay.
Yeah,
that one. That clip is not even when he was with the Rangers.
I forgot how cringe inducing they are. Just
not cringe inducing. The cringe inducing. I think they're awesome.
They're uncomfortable.
Yeah, a little bit.
Come on.
Let's go. I got things to do. Ask me a hockey question.
Right in Kevin Paul DuPont's face today. Come on. Ask me a real question. Enough of this crap.
All right. What are you going to do differently for the breakout in your own zone into the neutral? He's not going to answer that either.
No, that next question.
Yeah, he's not
convince me of what?
I got things to do. I got things to do. All right. Other takeaway today, Hardy?
I think Zoe was unfairly targeted today.
Oh, no. This made an easy decision for which one I'm going to spend heavy time on tonight. I'm just going to concentrate on the hockey game because my basketball takes
unfairly
so
bad. Targeted by one caller.
Have a listen. Charlie
two.
Is in Vermont. Hi, Charlie.
Look, Zoe, you are a patriot.
I really believe
we're all Patriots.
Bit more?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I agree. But when you analyze the Celtics, it's terrible. You'd
say it's probably not my forte of the four major sports here, right?
Size.
Interesting.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm trying to get at. And, yep. And I'm not trying to tweak you, no. But when you talk about the Celtics, it's really disturbing. Because
what part? What part?
The part that when you critique them.
Okay.
But what specifically did he say,
like,
that you disagree
with? When I said, Kyrie is playing great. He's played great all year.
Yes, sir.
Hayward has found his groove. Al does is pretty much the consummate pro.
And there's a few things that
coach
I
is good.
That you're missing.
Game planning. Yeah. Like,
yes, sir. No, sir. I don't listen. I grew up in Norton, Massachusetts, right down the road. I used to walk
down. I'm out on 495 in Rentham.
Right, sir. Yeah. I know that.
You know what? You guys, you got a place called Wendell's that has the most amazing wings.
Great.
You couldn't name anything.
Billy Pivot there.
Go Bees.
Oh, that's
Go Bees.
Unnecessary.
No. All right, we're back tomorrow, 10 a.m. We've got plenty to talk about. Two playoff games tonight, maybe a Red Sox game. Well, I can't imagine we'll spend a ton of time on that. Bruins and Celtics tonight. Zoe's going to watch nothing but Celtics to make the Celtics
Bruins
fans happy.
So get ready for him to analyze.
He's going
to
get deep
the Celtics
into that game tomorrow starting at 10 a.m. We'll see you then. Bye. Felger Baz next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
These guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
This may feel strong, but you people are stupid.
OMG. It's Felger and Maz, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the program. Felger and Maserati coming to you on a Tuesday from our Town Fair Tire Studios here in Brighton. Or Dorchester. We moved about.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.